The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
10 localities have June primaries, and some had to replace hundreds of machines. State Department of Elections Commissioner Eduardo Cortez says it's very costly to replace these machines and to ensure that the new voting systems aren't as flawed as the old. So for now, some localities will buy or lease new machines from different vendors, while others are utilizing different machines and hand-counting ballots.
We did contract with a former registrar who's had a lot of experience in transitioning to new voting systems. He's going out and giving one-on-one assistance to those localities, helping them document their processes, working in terms of setting up their voter education and training plans, just kind of walking them through the process.
Four vendors are courting localities and all have equipment that Virginia certifies for use. All localities with machines vulnerable to cyber attacks must replace them by the November election. But again, money is a challenge. No state or federal funds are currently available to make the permanent transition, and lawmakers are being asked to provide the funding. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.